another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Call live now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
So we're talking about the new Bluetooth earpiece from Jawbone. Incredibly small. And one of the things about incredibly small Bluetooth headsets is that it makes it hard for me to think they work well. What's neat about this is that that I'm wrong. I mean, this thing is about this long. Inch and a half, perhaps. And one of the things I like about it is, although it doesn't look particularly stylish, it's really small, which in itself is kind of stylish, but it's also a great improvement from the kind of textured, goofy-looking predecessor. It almost looks like a cheese grater or something. The new one is rectangular and somewhat curved along its length, but it's got nice, plain, lengthwise facets along the side that to me look classy and subdued, and I just thought that cheese grater thing just kind of looked kind of goofy. The neat thing about it is it's so incredibly effective. One of the things that made Jawbone so historic when they were originally introduced was their incredibly sophisticated noise reduction technology. This is a further improvement. I think it's version 4 of their noise reduction technology that does an incredible job. You can even use this thing well in a car with an open window or even a convertible, which can't be said for a lot of Bluetooth headsets, even the noise reduction kind. A little bit expensive, about $100, but well worth it. I mean, it's the kind of thing, my concern would be that it's so small I'd lose it. That would be my concern. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you're like Steve and you take care of stuff,
right,
and you're slow and purposeful and careful, and this is perfect for you. And I tell you, if you're not like Steve and you got a lot of long hair, long flowing hair, you could wear this thing and people not even know you have it. That's how small it is. Or if you're like one of the Duck Dynasty guys, you could wear several and nobody would have a clue. Works incredibly well. Available now. Very impressive little unit.
What was the model? What was the model?
Available in 4. It's called the Era, ERA.
ERA?
2014 Era. And it's available in 4 different colors.
You know, if you change those letters around, it spells ear.
Woo. Cool.
Coincidence? I think not.
I don't think so, no. Yeah, it's really something, though, because it's just so incredibly small. You know, I just have that thing where it just feels like you need to have something poking out towards your mouth so that the mic works well. Not the case here. Really works well. Really an incredible piece of technology. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. You know, XP gone in terms of support. First week of April this year. Just a couple of months away now. Well, 3 months, right? Kind of a neat announcement, though, from Microsoft. And this is why I've kind of been telling people, a lot of people really kind of freaking out, even as early as last year. You know what, Dave? I've kind of pretty standard with XP. It's really working well. I've been using it forever. All the machines work great. Our software's all compatible with it. Man, I'm going to have to replace everything. You know, what am I going to do? Well, it's good to consider that you might want to upgrade your OS. It is a rational thing to do. But as I've been telling people all along, don't panic. If things are working, just think it through. You don't have to. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's not like your machines are going to turn off on April 8th, 2014. Mm-hmm. Well, in an announcement just this last week, Microsoft's announced that they're going to continue with extended anti-malware support through 2015 for XP. So if you're really committed to XP and you've got operational reasons or really compelling financial reasons, I think sticking with XP for another year is in that situation a really legitimate choice to make. If it's working, you don't have the money or you don't want to spend the money, or you've got a compatibility issue, if you move to another OS, you've got some sort of an operating, or you got some sort of a piece of software that's not going to be easily upgraded to Windows 7 or Windows 8, rational decision to put off the upgrade from Windows XP to something else through 2015. And I got a feeling we're going to be talking about some more updates throughout this year that further legitimize that decision to stick with XP. Now, you don't want to just blindly stick with XP. I mean, if you don't have a reason, you've got a small office, you want to upgrade 6 machines, you want to buy 6 new machines, I think it would be foolishness for most of us in that situation where you're going to go out and buy 6 new machines to buy 6 new machines and put XP on them. That would be silly. Now, what you may do is you may choose to avoid Windows 8 or 8.1, and you may buy those 6 new machines with Windows 7 Pro on them. Now, that makes sense. But if you've got some legacy machines working great, maybe you've got some financial or some software issues with an upgrade, you want to stick with XP if you can possibly get away with it without really making yourself vulnerable to the bad guys, this is an important announcement. Now, I give Microsoft kudos for making this announcement that they could have taken this opportunity of forcing Windows XP more into the background, a good opportunity for them to encourage purchasing a new OS, which they need to encourage people to do right now with the lukewarm reception to Windows 8 and 8.1. So, but we've got flexibility, and that's what I like. I like choices. We need to have choices. In a related story, you know, because of the lukewarm reception of Windows 8 and 8.1, there's a lot of looking forward to Windows 9. Now, until Windows 8.1 came out, there were people really hoping that there would be some major differences in 8.1. And there were some important improvements, much better than Windows 8, but not everything we had hoped Windows 8.1 to be. So now there's a lot of people looking forward saying, geez, you know, when is 9 going to be out? Maybe that's going to be the good OS, the thing that Windows 8 or 8.1 should have been. I don't know. Right now, it looks a couple of years out at least. And it's not clear yet just what changes Windows 9 are going to include and whether they will be, you know, more future-looking, future-facing changes, or whether they will be more, gee, we made a mistake in Windows 8 and 8.1, and we need to kind of fix those, or a combination. Now, I have a feeling that they're getting pressured really in the future-facing position with Android and Apple, that they really need to look in that direction. Makes it difficult for them to kind of pull some of us along that maybe aren't tablet-centric yet. They're feeling like that's where the future is. We got to it has to appear that this is where we're heading. Otherwise, we're going to look like we're archaic. And I think there's a lot of pressure there in Microsoft for that. But they did make some hints, some reports about Windows 9 that were making the rounds of the Consumer Electronics Show last week. Rumors are that Windows 9 will offer at least 2 improvements over Windows 8.1, and it has to do with the ability to run windowed modern apps on the desktop. That was a big thing that kind of drove me nuts. And you know, some of the improvements in Windows 8.1 took the modern or metro interface and allowed you to put it completely in the background almost. And so that's what I've done on my 8.1 machines. But there are still some decent Metro apps that are available out there. Why shouldn't they be able to run in Windows mode on the desktop? You can have 3 or 4 Metro apps windowed like in a conventional Windows desktop you know, you've got Excel and Outlook and whatever running all at the same time, and you just switch between the windows. But being windowed on the desktop screen. They're talking about that possibly being a feature included in Windows 9. I think that would be an incredible feature. My whole thing is not that the Metro or modern interface is completely no good. It's that they really force your hand. You either do it their way completely with the Metro interface or not. And I like that flexibility. Again, we talked about it earlier, flexibility. I want choices. We'll be back. Last segment of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Right after this.
Dave Mason, your favorite Bill Gates apologist, back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.